Lesson 39, 39th lesson, the barber and the hairdresser. The hairdresser is the most important member of the community. Everybody, male and female, old and young, requires his attention regularly. Men must have their hair cut. If they have beards or moustaches, they must have them trimmed. Those who don't shave themselves must be shaved by the barber. Women must have their hair cut or waved. Here you see the inside of a hairdresser's shop. The proprietor is busy cutting somebody's hair. Someone else is being shaved. There are several customers sitting on the settee, waiting their turn. One of them is reading a newspaper. Another customer is just about to leave the shop. He's just had a haircut and a shampoo as well. An assistant is brushing his overcoat. You'd expect a tip, of course. I always shave myself with a safety razor. My brother shaves with an electric razor. Most people shave every day, but when we're lazy, we only shave every other day. I suppose you shave yourself too, don't you? I always think a man ought to shave himself. Personally, I don't like having my cheeks and chin covered with lather by somebody else. Besides, it's much more convenient, and incidentally cheaper, to shave oneself at home than to have to waste time going to the barber's. Lesson 40. 40th lesson. I go to the barber.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Haircut and shave, please. I should also like a manicure.
Take a seat, please. You won't have to wait long. You're next, sir. A manicurist will soon be free. In the meantime, I'll cut your hair. Do you want it short or just trimmed?
Not too short.
Very good, sir. Ah, here's the manicurist.
May I have your hand, please? Thank you. You've broken the nail on this finger rather badly.
Yes, I have, haven't I? Be careful with my right thumb. It's a bit painful.
Certainly.
How's that, sir?
Just right, thank you.
Your hair's rather dry, sir, and it's getting a bit thin on top, too. A shampoo will do it a lot of good.
Very well.
And now for the shave.
Yes, but be careful. My skin's rather tender.
You needn't worry, sir. I've only once cut a customer. He suddenly jerked his head and I cut his chin. There was a little blood, but nothing to speak of. I soon stopped the bleeding. There you are, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, you have a ladies' department here, haven't you? My wife wants a perm. Could I fix an appointment for her tomorrow at 3 o'clock, say?
Just a minute, I'll find out. Yes, that'll be quite all right.
And now, how much do I owe you?
That'll be 6 and 6 altogether.
Here's 7 and 6. You can keep the change.
Thank you, sir.